This is Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We're going to visit with David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. David, also a co-writer at ageconomist.com on the blog there. And David, interesting topic this week. We're going to look at fertilizer prices and some trends we've seen with prices turning higher here for 2017, but a little bit lower, though, still than 2016. What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, as we talked about several times before, Joe, fertilizer has been an important part of this reduction in the cost structure. So a large share of our cost reduction, especially in corn, that we've seen over the last couple of years has came from fertilizer, especially in 2016. And last fall, we talked that fertilizer prices looked to be even lower again in 2017. And even after a little bit of an uptick the last few weeks in fertilizer prices, we're still a little lower. But there is an uptick. So anhydrous prices have jumped about 8% based on the USDA's data from Illinois. And that jump has just been from the 1st of January. Urea has been up quite a bit more, actually, up 19%. Since the first of the year. So we've seen a lot of activity. The activity has been kind of across all fertilizer products, a bit of an uptick here as we get close to planting season.
Well, I know some guys certainly have some fertilizer price, but there might be some folks out there waiting to price some yet. Talk about the farm level implications as we look at fertilizer this year.
Right, so we have seen the lower prices of this so far, of this season, has been right kind of towards the end of the fall and the first of the year. But like you said, there's still improvements over last year. So we look at kind of a hypothetical 180-70-70. So it's 180 units of nitrogen, 70 of phosphorus, and 70 of potassium, and what that costs on a per acre basis. And for 2017, that looks like it's going to be about $100 per acre. And that's $12 per acre lower than just last year. So it's a 12 to 13% decline overall in the last year. But it's really important to keep in mind where we were, say, in 2011, 12, and 13. That same fertilizer blend would have been about $160 per acre. So we've seen a big adjustment in that cost structure in the last few years.
Looking at that cost structure, you know, that was one thing that we had going for us with some of these lower prices this year. At least we saw some lower fertilizer prices. But do you think things will still stay cost effective this year?
Yes, so far we're still down, but we're in an upward trend in prices. So we'll see how the rest of the planting season comes out. I imagine if we see a large planting of corn crop this year, or a large intention to plant corn crop, that could be a sign of pretty strong demand for fertilizer. We could see that continue to trend higher between now and planting season really getting into full swing. So we're still in an improved scenario, but we'll see how it plays out the next few months.
Well, you touched on it there, but give us your final thoughts. What do guys out in the country need to remember now heading into spring planting season here on fertilizer prices?
Well, you know, there are improvements, but right now the pricing trend has been up. So I encourage producers to think about what they're doing for fertilizer, maybe call around and start doing some pricing and or thinking about it. The other one is to check about prices across different products for the same nutrient. We looked at the urea prices going up 20%, and anhydrous prices only going up 8 or 9%. So we've seen some inconsistencies in how the fertilizer prices have shifted in the last few weeks. So do some calling around and look at alternatives here. Also, with survey work out of Purdue, we saw that 46% of producers said they were considering lowering their fertilizer application rates for the 2017 crop year as a response to the tough financial conditions. So if producers are in a spot where they can maybe hold off on P&K if they have adequate soil levels, that could be another source of cost reduction in the budget. Now, you got to be careful. You don't want to hurt yourself on the yield. So you have to think about that and carefully consider how that might fit into your operation.
David Widmar, he's with ageconomist.com. You can read more about this topic on the blog at ageconomist.com. And if you'd like to hear this program again, it's on the podcast page at ruralradio.com. With this week's Ag Economic Insights, I'm Joe Gangwish.